the reason why we're here.
Blog Talk Radio.
The reason why we've come tonight.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hoges. Amen. This is the Prayer News Network Global Ministry Outreach. We thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that have come tonight to join us and to be with us. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Amen. We're just so happy and glad for what the Lord is doing and for the great things that he's yet going to do. This is a faith walk, and we got to walk it by faith. Amen. We walk not by sight. Amen. But we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So we just give God all the glory tonight. We thank God for a wonderful, beautiful day that the Lord has blessed us to live, to see. Amen. And even to be able to enjoy it. Amen. So many people, they woke up, but they wasn't able, amen, to enjoy the day. They wasn't able to do anything for themselves. They was not able to get up and move. But thank God for the mobility of our limbs. Amen. Thank God for the activity, amen, that we have tonight. Amen. Just to be able to get up, amen, and do what we need to do in Jesus' holy name. So we just greet, amen, each and every one of you. We say welcome to the Prayer News Network, where your visionary founder is in the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for this great outreach ministry. Amen. That the Lord has, amen, ordained in the earth. Amen. Little over a year and a half, going on 2 years. Truly, God is so good. Amen. And I tell you, it has been a blessing. Amen. And yet is a blessing to so many people. Amen. And we thank God for all the souls of men that have been touched through this prayer line, even the ones that are going to yet to be touched, that God, amen, has them ordained to come, amen, at that ordained time and hour, so that they too can receive the blessing from the Lord. Amen. We're just so grateful. If this is your first time on the Prayer News Network, we want to welcome you to, amen, this outreach ministry. Amen. We say welcome to you. We pray that, amen, this won't be your last time. Amen. But we, amen, invite you, amen, to join us nightly, every night at 9 p.m. Amen. The Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. We want you to be a part of this, amen, experience of worshiping God and drawing nigh, amen, to God. He lets us know in the Word of God to remember now our Creator in the days of our youth, while the evil days draw nigh. Amen. So we got to remember God. Amen. We remember God. God, sure enough, will remember us. When it comes our time, amen, and we are in need, because we have remembered God, God will in return remember us. So we just thank God tonight for each one of you. Amen. We pray that, amen, you have taken time, amen, to reach out to someone, to invite somebody, amen, on the prayer line with you tonight. Amen. Tell them to come, amen, to be blessed. Tell them to come and let's worship the Lord together, because we don't know what God is going to do, amen, this hour. Amen. We don't know the mind of God, but one thing we know, whatever he does is going to be great. Amen. And that's the kind of God we serve, a God that does great things for us. Amen. So we just praise God for each one of you. Thank God, amen, for all of our advisors. Amen. That the Lord has, amen, blessed, amen, and called to this work. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. So thank God for all the advisors. Amen. They've been called and chosen by God, amen, to serve in this outreach ministry. And truly, they are doing a remarkable job. Amen. And everyone finds their own place, amen, to offer this ministry, what it is that God wants them to offer this ministry. Amen. For you people of God, amen. This is for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. This is for, amen, that we all may come in harmony, in unity of the Spirit. Amen. And let the world know, amen, for God we live and for God we die. Amen. It's all about Jesus tonight. Amen. That's our only purpose. Amen. Our mission tonight is that somebody may find Christ. Amen. Reaching a lost at any cost. As our, amen, visionary oftentimes say, reaching the lost at any cost. Amen. If it requires us to be here every day, amen, just for a soul each night, Amen. So be it. It's worth it all. And truly, we have seen God do great things. We have seen souls, amen, come to this line with their heart under conviction. Amen. Their heart broken up to repentance. Amen. Crying out to the Lord to receive the Lord as their Savior. Amen. Some have rededicated their life back to God. Amen. God has been doing some awesome things on this line. Amen. Amen. He's been healing. He's been delivering. Amen. Some were sick. God began to raise them up. Some needed jobs. Some needed, amen, blessings. God began to bless them, amen, with the blessing that they were standing in need of. Isn't that just like the Lord tonight? So we are just so thankful. We're just so honored, amen, just to be here tonight. Thank you for allowing us to come into your homes, amen, your car, your automobiles, your workplace, amen, wherever you may be assembled at this time. Amen. We thank you for allowing us to come, amen, into your atmosphere, amen, and just love on you with the love of Jesus. Amen. We praise God. We thank God for all of our listeners, those of you by telephone that called in. Amen. Thank God for all of our, amen, Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. We thank God, amen, how you continuously, amen, supporting this line, hanging on in there with us. Amen. And we appreciate you on this journey with us. Amen. We thank God for all of our, amen, listeners, those that, amen, choose to listen by Facebook. Amen. The Word of God is, amen, is there. The broadcast is being posted even on Facebook. Amen. And we thank God for all of our Facebook listeners. Amen. We want you, amen, to, amen, amen, forward to somebody. Let somebody know, amen, that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen, on the air at now, on live. Invite somebody to come. Amen. We want you to leave your comments. Amen. Go ahead and, amen, leave us a comment. Amen. Let us know, amen, how you are enjoying the broadcast, how the Lord is, amen, is blessing you. Amen. Let us know your testimony, what God has done for you, even through, amen, this broadcast. So we just thank God, amen, for all of our Facebook listeners. Amen. We thank God for, amen, those that listen through iPod. Amen. The Word of God is just getting around, all the way around. Amen. You could charm in just about literally all types of ways, amen, to hear this great broadcast. Amen. That's what it is. It's the outreach ministry. It reaches, amen, all over the earth. Amen. So we're so grateful for that. We do thank God for all of our international listeners. All right, international, amen. We're going international. Amen. Our international listeners, amen. They're on the map. They're represented. Amen. And we know you there. Amen. All the way, amen, from different areas, different parts of, amen, amen, the country. But we thank God for them. Amen. Brazil, China, Italy, amen, Totola, South Africa, Jamaica, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Just so many. Amen. You just can't even name them all. But we know what? We are so glad you're here with us. We're so glad, amen, that you're finding this line to be a blessing unto you. Amen. And you are a blessing to us. Just as well as this line is a blessing to you, you are certainly a blessing unto us. Amen. You're letting us know, amen, that you're getting this broadcast. You're hearing the word. Amen. The prayers of the righteous are going up. Amen. Souls are being saved. Souls are being, amen, encouraged. Amen. And this is what it's all about. Amen. That somebody may find hope in God. Amen. This world needs hope. Amen. But our hope is in Jesus. Amen. So we want you to share this hope. Amen. Share with somebody that may be down and out in despair. Let them know that Jesus really cares. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We love you. Each one of our listeners, we love you. Amen. Wherever you're calling from, wherever you may be, amen, it doesn't matter. God has no respect of person. Amen. He loves us all. Amen. The same. Amen. God loves us. Amen. But he don't like sin. Amen. And this is what it's all about, causing, helping men to turn from the error of their ways, turn from sin, and turn their hearts towards God. Amen. So we just praise God. We glorify God tonight. Amen. As you're coming in, once again, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where our visionary and founder is Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. I am your co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We're so glad, amen, that you're with us. We appreciate you taking time out of your day. amen, to join us tonight. Amen. No doubt some of you had work day. You worked all day long. Amen. Came home, tried to get something to eat, no doubt supper. But yet, you had enough strength and enough courage, amen, to tune into this broadcast tonight. Amen. So we thank you, amen, one and all, and know that your coming is not in vain. God has the right thing for you tonight, the very exact thing that you need, whatever it may be. God has it just for you tonight. Amen. So we just thank God for, amen, for that. We want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. We pray that you have reached out to somebody. Encourage them to come on to the prayer line. Amen. This broadcast, amen, reaches, amen, over 47, amen, countries. Amen. About, amen, over 14, amen, I believe 14, amen, million listeners. Amen. This broadcast, God is doing awesome things. And we know that it's only possible through God. Amen. It's only possible through God. Amen. And all things are possible to him that believes. Amen. And this is not even the end yet. This is just the beginning. God has so much more in store. Amen. For us. Amen. So we thank you for being on this journey with us once again. Amen. We want you to just stick with us because we're going somewhere. Amen. We are going somewhere. We're going from earth to heaven. Heaven is our final destination. Amen. And we got heaven in our view. So we just give God praise tonight. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. We thank God for all of our leaders. We praise God for them. Amen. Thank God for the covering of this line. Amen. And the person of the late Apostle S.T. James. Amen. And Mother James and the S.T. James ministry. We thank God, amen, for the man of God laboring. Amen. Down through the year, teaching, instructing, counseling, encouraging. Amen. Giving us, amen, the courage. Amen, to step out and do God's will. Amen, and that's what it's all about, and being the example. Amen, it's not just to be a leader but never give you no example, but being the example to the believers. Amen, and we praise God for that. We thank God for all the other, amen, presiding bishops and elders and apostles and pastors that the Lord, amen, has ordained and placed and positioned them. Amen, thank God for each and every one of them. Amen, thank God for your leaders tonight, people of God. Amen. And you are to, amen, amen, let the Lord know that you appreciate your leaders. Amen. Them that he has placed over you. Amen. For they watch for your soul. Amen. They watch out to make sure that that wolf don't come and devour the sheep. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for all the shepherds. Amen. We're not talking about the hireling. A hireling will run, but the shepherd, he will give his life for his sheep. So we praise God, amen. You ought to thank God for your leaders. Amen. I thank God for my leaders, amen. My Northern District Bishop, amen. My Southern District Bishop, amen. Amen. Thank God for our mothers in Zion, amen. Each and every one of them, we thank God for them. Amen. We love them. Amen. We want them to know that they are appreciated. Amen. When they're, and they're greatly loved for their work's sake. Amen. Thank God for my late apostle. Amen. The late apostle. Amen. Samuel W. Hoges. Amen. Who labored down through the years. He taught us the way of holiness. He taught us the way of living for the Lord, pleasing God and doing the sweet will of our God. So we praise God, amen, for him and his labor. Amen. The Lord has called him from labor to rest. But we thank God for his work, because his work, amen, lives on in the earth. And also the teaching remains down in our souls. So we're just so grateful for that. We appreciate the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. We're so glad you're here. Amen. We hope that you're doing well tonight. Amen. How are you doing tonight, people of God? Amen. Are you encouraged? Amen. Do you feel like going on? Amen. Do you feel all right tonight? Do you feel like glorifying God tonight? Amen. Do you feel like giving God a praise tonight? Amen. You ought to open your mouth right now and give the Lord some praise. Come on and open your mouth and give the Lord some praise right now. Glory be to God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord tonight, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. His mercy endure forever. Amen. The Lord is good unto his people. The Lord is good unto Israel. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Amen. So we praise God. We pray that you're, amen, you're feeling motivated. We pray that you're feeling inspired. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We give God glory tonight. We give God praise. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts and our minds to go, God. Amen. To go to the throne of grace. Amen. With the sanctification of the line tonight. Amen. We know we cannot go to God any old kind of way. Amen. But we must make the pathway clear. Amen. We must, amen, make the crooked straight. Amen. We must set our house in order. Amen. And go to God. Amen. And ask God for forgiveness of anything, amen, that we may have done. Amen. That we may be aware of and that we may not be aware of. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're going to ask, amen, one of our prayer warriors, amen, Missionary Darcy Fan. Amen. She will come and do the sanctification of the line tonight. Amen. People of God, believe God tonight. Turn your heart and your mind towards God. Amen. As the woman of God comes and lead us to the throne of grace. Amen. God bless you, Missionary Darcy Fan.
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The song says, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, it all belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. We praise you tonight, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, and we magnify your name, Lord God. Oh, God, we're coming for you right now in the name of Jesus. We're coming for you, Lord God, just to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. For you are worthy, Lord God. We come, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up tonight, Lord God, just to let you know how much we love you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you right now, Lord God, just to look down upon tonight, Lord God, and forgive, Lord God, of us all of our sins, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us, Lord God, and let the words of our mouth, Lord God, and the meditation of our hearts, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to purify us this night, Lord God, that we may come before your presence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, just to let you know, Lord God, that we appreciate you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you tonight, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because you are worthy. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your love and kindness, Lord God. That's why, Lord God, we give your name the praise, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon us, Lord God. Look down upon this line tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to move on the line tonight, Lord God. Bless each and every one, Lord God, that Father, not robbery, Lord God, to come tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to look on each home, Lord God, every house, Lord God, that represents tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to come and supply every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to save, Lord God, tonight, to deliver, Lord God, tonight, to set free, Lord God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come asking you to heal tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your word, Lord God, let us be hearers and doers of your word on tonight, Lord God. We ask you to bless, Lord God, the speaker tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the word come forth with power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to do, Lord God, what you will tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your will be done tonight, Lord God. Not our will, Lord God, but your will, Lord God. Help us to decrease in the flesh, Lord God, that you may increase tonight, Lord God, that you may get the glory, Lord God, out of our lives, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move tonight, Lord God. Move in a mighty way tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Some come looking for one thing and some come looking for another, Lord God. But we know you able, Lord God, to do all things, Lord God. We know you, Lord God, a God of, Lord God, everything, Lord God. We know that you can do anything. You can do anything but fail tonight, Lord God. And we, Lord God, is trusting in you, Lord God. We have faith in you tonight, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, do exactly, Lord God, what we ask for, Lord God, what we need tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this night, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Move, Lord God, on Mr. Bradley tonight, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen him right now, Lord God, to continue to do your will, Lord God, on this line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless, Lord God, each and everyone. Bless every country, Lord God, every city, every state, Lord God, everyone that's represented, Lord God. We ask you to move whatever, Lord God, they're in need of, Lord God, whatever they have their mind on tonight, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to come right now and move in a mighty way, Lord God. Have your way. Let your will be done once again, Lord God. And tonight, Lord God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for paying the price, Lord God, way back on Calvary, Lord God. We understand and know, Lord God, that you didn't have to do it, Lord God, but you did. Lord God, we understand that you could have come down from the cross, Lord God. But you didn't do it, Lord God, because you so loved us, Lord God. And tonight we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise tonight, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus is you, Lord God. And we thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord.
Amen. Come on, people of God. Amen. Give the Lord some praise. Come on and give him some praise. Thank him right now. Amen. Believe God and thank him by faith. Glory be to God. When they had prayed, amen, they gave thanks. Amen. After we pray, we got to learn to give God thanks for hearing our prayer. Glory be to God. We thank God for, amen, that prayer of sanctification. Amen. Coming through Sister Dorothy, amen, fan, missionary Dorothy fan tonight. Amen. We appreciate you, woman of God. Amen. Make yourself available for the master's use. Amen. We know that prayer changes everything. Amen. All you got to do is pray about it. Amen. Pray about it. Amen. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. And prayer will fix it every time. Amen. So we thank God tonight, amen, for the prayer. Amen. We pray that your hearts and your minds, amen, are ready tonight. Amen, to receive what God has for us. Amen, people of God, we are rebroadcasting tonight. Amen, we are going to rebroadcast amen, one of our previous, amen, messages, amen, that we have, amen, in our archives. But how many know the word of God is always, always on time? So tonight, amen, this is something that we all need. If God ordered it, amen, this is what we need. Amen. Just like they say, just what the doctor ordered. Amen. And tonight, God is going to give us just what he has ordered for us tonight. So we want you to, amen, to, amen, be attentive to, amen, the word of God. Amen. Listen to the word of God. Amen. Get your notebook, get your pen, your pencil. Amen. To take down scriptures. Amen. Whatever it is that you need to do to maintain the word of God, to retain it, amen, in your heart and in your mind, amen, do just that. So tonight we just praise God, amen. We have a speaker tonight, always from London, England, amen, always from the UK, amen. The UK is on the map, amen. Our speaker, amen, in the person of, amen, Prophet Melford Allen, amen, coming from Deliverance House of Prayer, amen, out of London, England. Amen. Once again, our speaker tonight is Prophet Melford Allen from Deliverance House of Prayer. Amen, out of the UK, London, England. Amen. So we want you to be attentive to the word of God. We want you, amen, to bear witness to the word of God. Amen. If you know the word of God is right, amen. You can say amen. Amen. Meaning it is so. Amen. So without any further ado, amen, we now, amen, introduce, amen, present, amen, our platform to our speaker in the person of Prophet Melford Allen at this time. God bless you. Enjoy the word. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
I'm not going to prolong the time because the time is far spent, and we just want to go right in to the word of God. Amen. I want to go right just as a way of protocol. Amen. We thank God for...
Glory be to God. Amen. Please bear with us. Amen.
And
as we try.
Years, amen. Her apostle, the chief apostle, and each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus, in your respectable places, in your office, the ecclesiastical body.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. I want you, amen, to please bear with us and pray for us. Pray for this broadcast. Amen. We are experiencing, amen, technical difficulties. Amen. But we are going to try to rebroadcast. Lord, stay the same. So we're asking you for your prayers and your patience. Amen. As we try to get all the links and kinks out of the line. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to turn your Bibles quickly to the book of Galatians chapter 4. God has been dealing me with this word, amen, over the last few weeks.
I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
I've been ministering this.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, my heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Amen. Is your heart filled with praise tonight? Amen. Is your heart filled with praise tonight? Amen. Somebody say, nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but Lord, let your will be done. Amen. We thank you, amen, for, amen, your patience. Amen. As we're trying to get, amen, this, amen, program, this broadcast, amen, together. Amen. We are experiencing, amen, little technicalities, but we do have the victory. Amen. We have, amen, we're having, amen, internet, amen, connections. Amen. But we thank God, amen, for, amen, we must go on. Amen. We're trying this, amen, switch, amen, to another broadcast because we have an internet connection problems. Amen. But how many know God is greater than any situation? He is the source. He is the primary connection. Amen. So we give God praise tonight. Amen. We pray that, amen, God has blessed you today. Amen. And we give God all the praise. Amen, for what the Lord is doing in your life. Amen. We thank you, amen, for coming to this line so faithfully. Amen. Each and every one of you, how you just, amen, stick right there with us. Amen. Through the good, amen, even when we're experiencing technicalities, however, you're just, amen, right there. And I know you're praying. Amen. I know you're pleading the blood of Jesus. Amen. I know you're saying in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. And tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Amen, that great name, Jesus. Amen, something about the name Jesus. Amen, something about the name Jesus. Amen, when you get in a situation, amen, and you don't know what to do, you can call on that name Jesus. Amen, and he will see us through. Amen, and that's what we're looking on for and depending on each and every day, that God, amen, is going to see us through. Amen, back against the wall. Amen, but I heard somebody say, thank God there's a wall for you to lean on. Amen, a wall that's holding you up. Your back may be against the wall, but God, he didn't let you fall. Glory be to God. Amen, he said, lean on me. Amen, I won't let you fall. If you lean on me, Jesus said. Amen. And we come to lean on Jesus tonight. Amen. If you lean on Jesus, he won't let you fall. He'll hold you up better than that wall can. Amen. That wall may give away. Amen. But Jesus, amen, he won't give away. He said, lean on me. Huh? I won't let you fall if you lean on me. Glory be to God. We got to lean on Jesus tonight. Amen. Stop leaning on everybody else. Huh? Amen. On Christ, that solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Amen. We're standing on God's word and righteousness. We're not standing on sinking ground. Huh? Amen. But when we are not standing on God's word, amen, we're on sinking ground. Huh? Amen. But amen, lean on the Lord tonight. Amen. People of God, we want to encourage your heart to lean on Jesus. Amen. He won't let you fall. If you lean on Jesus, He won't let you fall. Glory be to God. Amen. We can take everything to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Somebody said amen. If you're going to worry, then don't pray. Amen. But if you're going to pray about it, then don't worry about it. Amen. See, you can't pray and worry at the same time. Amen. You got to do one or the other. Pray about it and stop worrying about it. Glory be to God. But if you're going to worry, what's the use of praying? Amen. But when you pray about it, leave it, amen, in God's hands. Amen. He can handle it better than you can. Leave it alone. God can handle it better than you can. Amen. Somebody's going through something tonight. Somebody's going through a test tonight. Amen. You're trying to figure it out. But while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. He got it already worked out tonight. So leave it alone. God can handle it better than you can. I know you don't know what to do. Amen. None of us know what to do. Amen. But lift up our eyes. Amen. None of us know what to do, amen, but turn to the Lord, and say, Lord, I need you to fix it, Lord, I need you to work it out, amen, he will, amen, and while you're going through, while you're waiting on God, go ahead and praise him, give God the praise, like you know it's already done, praise him, for what he's about to do, praise him, about the walls of Jericho, they're coming down, praise them, because the mountains, amen, they're too high for you to climb, God is going to remove them, out of your way, come on and sing it, hallelujah, Jesus, glory be to God, I hope the man just got the recording ready, because I feel Jesus, amen, glory be to God, amen, he's just like fire, shut up in my bone, amen, I said, amen, Jeremiah said, I will speak no more in his name, but his word was as a burning fire, amen, shut up in my bone, I could not hold my peace, amen, I could not sit there and be quiet, amen, like I don't know what's going on, I know what's going on, God is in control. I know what's going on. God got it all. He got it all worked out. Amen. He knows. He knows what's best. We got to go with the will of God. We can't go in our own will. Amen. A way that seemeth right unto a man. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of death. We can't go in the way that we think is the right way. But we got to go the way God said go. He said, I am the way. He didn't say you are the way. He didn't say you have the way. He said, but I, talking about himself, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the light. He said, no man cometh unto the Father except he draw them. Amen. God has drawn us. Amen to Jesus. Jesus has drawn us. Amen, unto the Father. That's why we're here today. Because Jesus has drawn us. He drawn us to salvation. He drawn us. We didn't do it ourselves. We didn't have enough strength. But Jesus, he began to draw us. Amen, when we were polluted in our own blood. When we were living in sin. We were living a wretched life. But Jesus, he reached way down. Amen, from heaven, somebody said, if you have to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up, he'll pick you up, Jesus will pick you up, no matter how low you are, how low you went, Jesus, he'll pick you up tonight, won't he do it, won't he do it, I know he will, he picked me up, when I was down and out, I was sinking deep in sin. I was thinking to rise no more. But very same man. I was staying within. Thinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. And from the waters, out of the waters, he lifted me. Now save. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm free from sin. I'm saved from destruction. I'm saved from that road. that road of damnation that I was on. He saved me. He saved me. He saved my life. He saved my spirit. I'm here today because the Lord saved me. If I was no doubt still in sin, sin would have overtaken me. If I was still down and out, glory be to God. But the Lord saved me tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you glad about it, people of God? Are you glad to be saved? This is what it's all about tonight. Amen. That we can have this testimony. Amen. Everybody don't have this testimony, but God want to give it to you. If you don't have this testimony tonight, amen, God wants to give it to you. Amen. Let you know, amen, that you can be saved tonight. Amen. You don't have to sink deep in sin. You don't have to sink deep in sin tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. This ain't no fame, man, no show. Amen. I don't say amen. Thank you for coming to the show tonight, because this is not a show. Amen. I'm not here entertaining. I'm not here performing tonight. Glory be to God. But this is the work of the Lord. Amen. This is God's work tonight. Amen. We must work the works of him that sent us while it is day. Because when night cometh, no man shall be able to work. Amen. You better get in a hurry, people of God. Amen. Whatever you're going to do for God tonight, amen, you better get in a hurry. Because your days are numbered, saith the Lord. Amen. Your time is limited. Amen. Limited time only. You better get in a hurry tonight. Amen. Do what you're going to do for the Lord. The Lord been leading you to souls. He's been leading you to witness to people. Amen. Now is acceptable time. Now, amen, is the day of salvation. Now is the time to go in the strength of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus said, if you go, I'll go with you. Open up your mouth, and I'll speak for you. Amen. We enter into a brand new year. Amen. Don't drag out this year like you did last year. Amen. Don't be reluctant. Amen. Don't be drawback. Amen. He said, my soul have no pleasure in a drawback spirit. God is not pleased when we draw back. God is not pleased when we're fearful. God is not pleased when we're afraid. He said, be not afraid of their faces. Don't be dismayed. Amen. Says the Lord. I'm with you tonight. God said. Amen. You go. Jesus said. He said, I'll go with you. Open up your mouth, and he said, I'll speak for you. Glory be to God. Amen. You never know what to say. You will never have the right words to say if God don't speak for you. Amen. Sometimes people feel like they're doing it themselves. Oh, I'm doing it myself. Oh, I know just what to say to people. Oh, no, you don't. If God don't do it for you, amen, you won't know what to do. Amen, but God told you to go. He said, open your mouth, and I'll speak for you. Amen, he said, with loving kindness. Amen, sometimes, and it's about how many words you say. Sometimes it's about the love that you show. Amen, sometimes you can just look at a person and smile at them. Glory be to God. Amen. That will touch their heart. That will let them know that they're loved. That somebody loves them. Glory be to God. Amen. People out there, they're waiting for somebody to show them a little love. A little kindness, it goes a long ways. A little kindness, it means more. Amen. Than a bunch of words. Amen. Do like Jesus did. He said, love them, amen, love you one another, even as I loved you, amen, that's what God commanded us to do, to love ye one another, this is the commandment of God, this is what God commanded us to do, amen, to love one another, he said in his word, if you see your sister and brother in need, and shut up your bowels of compassion, he asked the question, say, how dwelleth the love of God. The love of God got to be radiant. The love of God got to be shown in you. Even when you're going through your own tests. Even when you're going through your own battles. The love of God is still got to radiate. It's still got to be shown in the midst of what you're going through. Amen. God. God is love. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He's so compassionate. compassionate, huh? Amen. He loves, huh? He knows how to love you, huh? Amen. Better than, huh? Anyone else, huh? You think you knew love, huh? You think, amen, you in love, huh? But when you fall in love with Jesus, huh? Songwriter picked it up, huh? And put it into the words of a song, huh? Just falling in love with Jesus, huh? Was the best thing, huh? I ever did do, huh? Have you ever been in love with Jesus, huh? I ain't talking about Jesse, huh? I ain't talking about being in love with Johnny, huh? I ain't talking about being in love with Jimmy, huh? But I said being in love, huh? In love with Jesus, huh? Amen, was the best thing, huh? I ever did do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? There is no love, huh? Like the love of God, huh? There is no love, huh? He said no greater love than this, huh? Than a man, huh? Lay down his life, huh? For his friends, huh? He said there is, huh? No greater love, huh? You ain't gonna find nobody else, huh? To do the out love, huh? To outdo the love of Jesus, huh? You're not gonna find nobody, huh? Amen, love, huh? That compared with Jesus' love, huh? He said no greater love, huh? Than this, huh? You can't get no greater than this, huh? Than a man, huh? Will lay down his life, huh? For his friends, huh? Amen. How many people, huh? You know, huh? That will lay down their life for you, huh? I mean, literally just die for you, huh? Amen, huh? Jesus thought we was worth it, huh? He saw, huh? He saw, amen, huh? That we were pitiful, huh? And we needed help, huh? And he thought, he not, huh? He knew that he was worth it, huh? He thought we was worth it, huh? For him to lay down his life, huh? Amen, for us, huh? He said, ye are my friends, huh? Amen, if you do, huh? Whatsoever I command you, huh? Amen, glory be to God, huh? Jesus laid down his life, huh? The least we can do, huh? Is live for him, huh? Jesus, huh? Made the ultimate sacrifice, huh? He said, no man take my life, huh? But I lay it down, huh? I love you so much, huh? I'm willing to lay down my life, huh? I'm willing to put my life on the line, huh? For you, huh? Glory be to God, huh? We were thieves, huh? Just like on that cross, huh? There were two thieves, huh? That hung, huh? On each side of Jesus, huh? Amen. They did wrong, huh? Amen, huh? But Jesus, had enough compassion, amen, to save, one of those thieves, even though he was a thief, on the cross, the first one railed on Jesus, said, if you be the Son of God, come down off this cross, save yourself, and then save us, amen, but the other thief, began to rebuke him, said, leave this man alone, leave him alone, huh? He had done nothing wrong, huh? Amen. We were the ones, huh? We were the ones that's wrong, huh? We were the ones, huh? That did wrong, huh? And we are the ones, that do, amen. We do deserve, the due recompense, of our deeds, But this man Jesus, he done nothing wrong, If you don't believe it, go to Pilate and ask Pilate, Pilate said, I have examined this man. I have examined him. I examined him thoroughly. And I find no fault. Hey, God. I find no fault in this man. Amen. This man. He's so perfect. This man. There's no guile found in his mouth. There's no deceit found in his heart. He's not playing tricks. He's not being deceptive, I find no fault, no fault in this man, whereby he's worthy, he's worthy of death, but the people begin to cry, and said, away with Jesus, amen, loose Barnabas, let Barnabas go, let that crooked man Barnabas, let him go free, and away with Jesus, crucify Jesus, crucify Jesus, they said, we had no king, we had no king but Caesar, amen, my Bible tell me, See how they done, my Lord. Amen. See, can you just see how they done, my Lord? But he never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. They whipped him all night long. Amen. They lied on Jesus. They scorned him. They criticized him. They whipped him all night long. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus. And with his stripes, all those whippings, every whooping he got, every stripe he got, it was for you and I. It was for sickness. It was for diseases. It was for sin. It was for lying. It was for stealing, it was for backbiting, it was for everything that he knew that we were going to do. Come on and say, yes, Lord. Jesus already, he took the whipping for it. We may not have done it yet. We may not have come into the world yet, but Jesus knew that we were coming. He knew that we were going to have a sinful nature. He knew that sin was going to dwell in our bodies. So he took the whipping. He took the punishment aforetime, before time, before we can even arrive, before we were born. Jesus took that whooping on Calvary. He said, my children are coming. They got a sinful nature. Amen. A sinful nature. They're coming. We're lying in their system. They're coming. We're stealing in their system. Some of us were thieves. We stole everything that didn't belong to us. We stole even from our own family members. Some of us stole from our mom and dad. But Jesus, he already came down the line of time. He saw what we were. But he saw that we needed to be born again. He saw that we needed a Savior. Jesus left his home in glory. He was up there with the Father. He left his home in glory. He said, Father, prepare me a body that I may go down to the sin cursed earth. Prepare me a body that I may go down. My mission is to redeem man back unto you. My mission is to go down and reconcile, bring man back into fellowship with God. We were disconnected, but Jesus begin to reconnect us. You think your power bill is disconnected, but Jesus wants to reconnect you. Jesus, he want to bring you back into fellowship with God. Oh, sinner man, turn back to Jesus. Sinner woman, turn back to Jesus. Backslider, get reconnected. You were connected at one time or another, but you got disconnected. But tonight, Jesus came to reconnect you. Glory be to God. Somebody's disconnected tonight. Somebody on the line, you have been disconnected from God. Maybe you never was connected, but you can get connected tonight. You can get service with Jesus. Come on and say yes. Somebody else, you on the line, but you're alienated from God. Amen. You're feeling like you're isolated from God. You're feeling like God is far from you, but the word is nigh thee, even in our mouth. The word of faith, which we preach, if you will confess the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and from your heart, and thou believe on him with all thy heart, thou shalt be saved. You can get reconciled.
reconnected. You once were connected before, but you can get reconnected. Come on and get reconnected with Jesus. Amen. He come to bridge the gap. Jesus is the mediator between God and man. Jesus, he intercepted the plan of the enemy. He intercepted the will of the devil. The will of the devil was for all of us to be destroyed. God said, because of man's sins, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Because man was so wicked, their imagination was only evil continuously. Man was so gross full of wickedness. God began to say, their sense, they may begin to stink in my nostril. He said, I will aim and destroy man whom I have created, saith the Lord God, because of wickedness, because of sin. But Jesus, Jesus stood in the gap. Jesus said, Father, 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 prepare me a body that I may go down. I'll go down to that sin cursed earth. I'll go down to that sinful world. I'll go down to these sinful people. And I will redeem them back unto you. Glory be to God. He had enough faith to know that he could change a world. He had enough faith to know that he could change somebody. He said, prepare me a body and I will go down, and I will redeem man. I will bring them back to you. I will bring them back in fellowship with you. I will bring them back in harmony with you in your will. Come on and say yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He left his home in glory. Amen. Jesus left his home in glory. Amen. For you and I. He thought, amen, I was worth it. He thought you was worth it. Amen. To do all of that. Amen. Sometimes you look at people, you say they ain't worth my time, they're not even worth my time, but Jesus, he thought we was worth it. Oh, glory be to God. He thought I was worth it tonight. He thought I was worth it. He made that sacrifice. He made that sacrifice for me, and he thought I was worthy. He thought I was worth it. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And Jesus came down. Amen. He took on a form. Amen. Of a human. Amen. But the Bible says he was yet without sin. He walked the sin cursed earth. Everybody else around him was sinners. But Jesus, the Bible tells me that he was without sin. Amen. He was in a human body, flesh and blood. But yet he was without sin. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to strive. Amen. To be perfect. Amen. We may not cross every T and dot every I, but we got to strive to be perfect. Even as he is perfect, saith the Lord. Amen. There ain't no need of using excuses. Well, God knows I'm only human. Yes, he knows you're human. He made you. He created you. But he also gave you the willpower. He gave you choice, the ability to choose, to make the right decision. Glory be to God. He gave you the power. Once you become born again, amen, he's giving you power to become the sons of God. He's giving you the power, the ability to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. He's giving you the power to stand up for righteousness. He giving you the power, amen, to stand up for holiness, amen. It's your choice tonight, what you choose to do, amen, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, amen. People, there's some people, they're weak as water, they can't resist nothing, they can't resist temptation, every time temptation comes, they always yield into it, amen. At some point in time, you got to get strong enough to say no, 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 let your yay, yay, let your yay be yay, and you know no, huh? When you make up your mind, huh? Amen, no, huh? Nobody, huh? Can come and convince you, huh? Can nobody, huh? Come back and persuade you, huh? To go against your word, huh? I said no, huh? And that's what I mean, huh? I said no, huh? No means no, huh? Glory be to God, huh? We got to get strong in the Lord, huh? To be able to stand up, huh? And tell the devil, huh? I shall not, huh? I shall not, huh? I shall not, huh? Give in, huh? To the works of the flesh, huh? I shall not, huh? Amen, be subdued, huh? With amen, carnality, huh? With wrongdoing, huh? I must stand, huh? I must stand, huh? I got to stand on God's word, huh? I got to stand, huh? On righteousness, huh? On Christ the solid, huh? Rock I stand, huh? All other ground, huh? Is sinking sand, huh? What are you standing on tonight, huh? Are you standing on, huh? That firm foundation, huh? That'll never give away, huh? Or are you standing, huh? In quicksand, huh? You're sinking, huh? To rise no more, huh? You're going down, huh? You're going under, huh? Sin, huh? It's taking you under, huh? You can't breathe, huh? You can't breathe, huh? Yet you're right, huh? Amen. You can't breathe, huh? With sin on your shoulder, huh? With all that sin in your heart, huh? You can't breathe, huh? That's why Jesus said, huh? In Matthew 11:28, huh? Come unto me, huh? All ye that laden, huh? In a heavy laden, huh? I will give you rest, huh? Take my yoke upon you, huh? And learn of me, huh? My yoke is easy, huh? And my burdens are light, huh? You come to Jesus, huh? You can breathe, huh? You come to Jesus, huh? He'll be the breath of life, huh? He'll breathe for you, huh? He'll lighten every load, huh? You walking around, huh? Like the weight of the world, huh? Is on your shoulder, huh? But you need to turn, huh? Turn to Jesus, huh? Turn, huh? Turn back to God, huh? Amen. America, huh? Need to come back to God, huh? This society, huh? Need to turn back to God, huh? We once was a God-fearing nation, huh? One nation, huh? Under God, huh? But now, we have come so divided, huh? A house, huh? Divided against itself, huh? It cannot stand, huh? When you take God out, huh? Sin is going to take over, huh? When you take God out, huh? The devil's gonna take over, huh? But I bring you Jesus, huh? I bring you Jesus tonight, huh? I offer you Jesus tonight, huh? I offer you Jesus, huh? He's the answer, huh? To your problem, huh? He's the answer, huh? To your situation, huh? You trying to figure it out, huh? What you gonna do, huh? You trying to figure it out, huh? How, huh? Can you escape, huh? But we can't escape. How shall we escape, huh? If we neglect, huh? So great a salvation, huh? We're not getting away, huh? We're not getting by, huh? The only way, huh? We can escape the wrath of God, huh? Is be ready, huh? Turn our life over to the Lord, huh? And live for him, huh? Not just with words, huh? Not just with a mouth saying, huh? I gave my life to Jesus, huh? But truly, huh? You begin to let God, huh? Be the head of your life, huh? When he's the head of your life, huh? He got full range, huh? When he's the head of your life, huh? He got full preeminence, huh? When he's the head of your life, huh? That means he's in control, huh? Amen. Your life is not your own, huh? We've been brought with him with a price, huh? We belong to Jesus, huh? We've been brought with a price, huh? Way back on Calvary, huh? He paid the price, huh? With his precious blood, huh? The blood of Jesus, huh? Has redeemed us, from the hand of the enemy, The precious blood of Jesus, has brought us back, When we were sold out to sin, When we were sold out to the devil. The blood of Jesus, he paid the price for us with the shedding of his blood. He said in his word, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no remission of sin. He purchased us. He purchased our salvation way back on Calvary. Thank him for the blood. The blood that came streaming down out of his side, when they pierced Jesus, out of his side, came blood and water, the blood for redemption, the water for cleansing, oh, glory, the blood, for redemption, water, for cleansing, and that makes us, whiter than snow, what can wash away my sins, nothing, but the blood of Jesus, what can make me whole again? Nothing, but the blood of Jesus. That soap can't do it. Dow can't do it. Any other kind of soap that you choose to use, it can't wash away your sins. Glory be to God. But what can wash away my sins? Nothing, nothing, but the blood of Jesus. I thank God for that blood. I thank God for the precious blood of Jesus. When I was polluted in my sins, when I was a liar, when I was a thief, when I was a whoremonger, when I drank the alcohol, when I smoked the weed, I smoked the cigarettes, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, begin to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. He began to purge me. He began to take the desire out. He took it out by the root. I no longer have a desire to steal. I no longer have a desire to smoke the cigarettes. I no longer desire to drink the alcohol. I no longer desire to use profanity. Glory be to God, because the blood of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus, he cleansed me from it. He took it out of my system. He took the desire away. I don't have no desire to hang out in the streets at night. I don't have no desire to go to the nightclub. Glory be to God. I once was a party animal. I love going to the club every weekend. You found me up in the club acting a fool, acting like the devil. But when I met Jesus, when I met Jesus, on my way to Damascus, on my way to the club, when I met Jesus, oh, he changed my direction. He changed my way. He changed my heart. Amen. I moved from my old house. I moved from my old friends. I moved to a brand new life. Tonight, you can get a brand new life. Amen. In Jesus. That old way you're going ain't working. You see it ain't working for you. Amen. That old way of living is not working for you any longer. Amen. Why not try this new? Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are come new. God wants to make you anew tonight. You don't no longer have to live in the old. You don't no longer have to live in the past. Amen. Your past sins. Amen. The guilt of your past. Some people, amen, that past life is eating them up. Amen. That past, that guilt is eating them up. Condemnation. Condemnation. Amen. He said in the scripture, now there is therefore no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Amen. No more condemnation. See, once condemnation had a hold of me. Amen. I was so ashamed, amen, of myself. I was so ashamed of the things that I've done that I couldn't even hold my head up. Amen. Because of the condemnation. Because of shame. But thank God for Jesus. Amen. I could walk my head up in the air. Amen. And look to Jesus. Amen. Why? Because my past is my past. Amen. God has erased my past. Amen. And he said, your sins and your iniquity, I will remember no more. Amen. And God's word is true. Amen. He said it. He means it. God, he ain't holding it against me. All that bad stuff I did, all that sinful stuff I did, God is not holding it against me. He set me free. I've been set free from it. Ah, hallelujah, I've been set free. Are you set free from your past life? Are you set free, amen, from, amen, all that guilt and shame? Amen, the only way you can be set free from it, amen, you got to repent. You got to repent of it. You got to be remorseful. You got to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry that I was so wretched. I'm sorry that I was so vile and so low. Oh, Paul began to say, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Glory be to God. Amen. I was so wretched. Amen. Felt like, amen, I was just beyond help. I felt like I was beyond help, and there was no one that could help me. No one, amen, could bring me out of my mess. No one can, amen, talk me out of my mess. But thank God one day Jesus, amen, Jesus met me on my road. Amen. That road that I was traveling, amen, I met Jesus on that road. Amen. And he stopped me. He stopped me in my tracks. Amen. He told me, my child, I love you. In spite of what you are, amen, I love you. In spite of all that you have done that wasn't right, he said, I love you. Amen. That meant more to me. See, amen, coming to me, telling me I was on my way to hell, amen, that wasn't going to help me because I already knew I was on my way to hell. I needed hope. I needed to hear something that was going to give me some hope. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't think the devil don't know that he's already on his way to hell. Amen. The devil already knows he's on his way to hell. Amen. But what, amen, the world needs is hope. The world, amen, what the world needs is hope. Yes, amen, it is true. If you don't live right, yes, you are going to hell. Amen. You already know that. You already know that hell have enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Amen. The wicked shall be turned into hell in all nations that forget God. Yes, you already know that. But what you need to know is that you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go to hell tonight. You don't have to be lost. Amen. Jesus died. That's the purpose of Jesus coming into this world is dying to save your soul. Amen. Jesus already died. Amen. You don't have to die. Amen. But you can live. Amen. You can live eternally with the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to, amen, get to heaven, people, God. The only way we're going to get to heaven, we got to go God's way. We got to do it God's way. We got to resist temptation. Oh, I know temptation knocking on your door. Oh, amen, but amen. Amen. We kicked the devil. Say amen. God kicked the devil out. When I got saved, God kicked the devil out. Amen. God and the devil ain't going to live in the same body. God and the devil are not going to live in the same habitat, the same place. Amen. One or the other got to go. Amen. But when I, amen, amen, I feel Jesus stretching out in me. Since I kicked the devil out, amen, I feel Jesus stretching out in me. He lives way down in my soul. Glory be to God. People of God, we praise God tonight. We did not know, amen, that God was going to take us this way. Amen, this was not planned. This was not staged. But God, amen, he knows what he's doing. Amen, I told you, this ain't no show for me. Amen, I'm not here to entertain. Amen, I'm not here to perform. I'm not performing. Amen. So this is not a show. Amen. We're not walking you to a show. Amen. You want to go to a show? Amen. Go, amen. Go to a show. Go pay your money. Go to a show. Amen. Be entertained. Amen. But this is, amen, a broadcast, an outreach broadcast where we're reaching out to the lost souls of men. Even not only to the lost souls of men, but we're reaching out to you too, those of you that know the Lord. Because why? Amen. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we get weak in the faith. And we need to hear a word from the Lord. We need God to breathe on us once again. David said in the psalm, Lord, will thou revive us again? Will thou revive us again? Otherwise, if you don't revive us again, we're going to lay here and die. But Lord, if you revive us again, we can live and we can make it with the help of the Lord. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. You ought to put your hands together and give the Lord some praise. Put your hands together and give the Lord some praise. Come on and give God, amen, a better praise than that. Oh, give God your best praise tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen tonight. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, amen, I, amen, recommend you to get to know the Lord. Silver and gold have I none. Amen. I can't pay all your light bills. I can't pay all your everybody's rent and everybody's mortgage. I can't pay everybody's car insurance. Amen. I can't make everybody's car payment. But silver and gold have I none, such as I have. Amen. What I do have, though, that can help everybody,
Amen. I offer it to you tonight. Amen. That's Jesus. Amen. I recommend Jesus tonight. I offer you Jesus. Amen. Nothing else that I have to give you will help your problems, help your situation. And if they do help you, it's only going to help you momentarily, just for that moment. But next week, amen, next month, you'll be right back at that same situation, needing help again. Amen. But let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. Let us come to God. Hallelujah. Who can help us. Amen. Year in and year out. Night in and night out. Hour after hour. Minute by minute. Every minute of the day. Every second of the day. Amen. God can help us. Amen. And he can give us, amen, everything that we need. Glory be to God. Amen. Are you on the line tonight? Amen. You that, amen, are not connected to the Lord tonight. Maybe you have never, amen, surrendered your life to the Lord. Amen. But tonight you can get connected with Jesus. You can surrender your life to the Lord. Amen. Backsliders that are on the line. Glory be to God. Amen. God wouldn't say it if it wasn't. Backsliders that are on the line. Amen. God wants to reconnect you. Amen. Your power has been cut off. Glory be to God. The enemy has cut your power off. But God wants to restore service unto you tonight. God wants to reconnect you. He wants to reconnect your faith. Amen. So you can put your faith back in God's hands. You have lost the faith and you got weary and you threw in the towel and you gave up. But tonight, God, he wants to restore your faith back in God. Glory be to God. Tonight, if that's you, if you heard the Lord tugging at your heart tonight, if you heard the voice of God talking to you and calling you, amen, back to holiness, hallelujah. Tonight, you are the, amen, come on this broadcast, push star 6. Come on over to this broadcast and acknowledge it's me, Lord, it's me. Here I am, I yield myself to thee. Hallelujah, is there one tonight? You can come forth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, Lord, bless me now. My Savior, I call to thee. Are you willing and bold enough to make that step tonight? I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me right now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. All you got to do is say, yeah. Tell God, yeah. Tell him, yeah. Here am I, Lord. Yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight willing to make that surrender? Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tell God yes tonight. Make that surrender tonight, people.
Yes.
Yes to your will. Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise La Bash.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Surrender to the Lord tonight. This would be the best thing that you ever done, is make that surrender to the Lord and live for him tonight. Is there one tonight? Amen. God is calling you. Amen. He's calling you, people of God. Amen. Yes. Don't let this moment pass you by. Yes. Glory be to God. Is there one? Push star 6. Come on over to the broadcast. Amen. I know you hear the voice of God calling you. Amen. Don't worry about, amen, what your friend's going to think. Don't worry about what, amen, somebody's going to say. This is between you and God. This is, amen, between you and God. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody else going to save you from trouble. Ain't nobody else going to be there, amen, when you go into judgment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Is there one tonight?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Good Lord. Amen. If not, salvation has come to your house this night.
Yes.
Amen. Don't reject Jesus. Don't turn him away. Your days are numbered, people. Oh, your days are numbered, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Tonight is the acceptable day. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is not promised. Amen. You don't have no guarantee that you're going to lay down and go to sleep and wake up tomorrow morning. You don't have that any guarantee. There is no guarantee that you'll wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But we pray. We pray to God's mercy. Amen. That he will bestow mercy upon you, that you may find grace in acceptable time. Glory be to God. Amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Any special prayer requests tonight? Glory be to God. Maybe you need, amen, to be reconnected. Amen. Maybe you find yourself becoming disconnected from the Lord. Amen. You find yourself being distant from the Lord. Hallelujah. Operator, give me Jesus on the line. Give me Jesus on the line. Hallelujah. He's on the line right now. All you got to do is pick up an answer. All you got to do is pick up and answer the call. Hey, Jesus is on the line. He's calling you right now. Glory be to God. He's trying to give you service back. He's trying to reconnect you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But you got to pick up. You got to pick up and answer tonight.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Any special prayer requests tonight? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Mary. I had asked prayer before for Miss Brunda, that she had a tumor on her brain. Her granddaughter said that they got one of them and they're going to give her chemo for the other one. The doctor gave her 6 months to a year to live. So I'm asking prayer for her and for her family.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Does she know the Lord as her Savior? Amen. Do you know if she's saved or not?
I'm not sure.
Amen. Well, we want to pray, amen, for the reassurance of her soul. Amen. Mm-hmm. We want to pray for the healing of her body, but we want to pray for the reassurance of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's, amen, that's the most important thing, that you're saved. Amen. Never, amen, regardless of the condition that your body may be in, the most important thing is that you're saved, because when you exit this world, amen, you have a hope beyond this life. Amen. To know that, amen, amen, one glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away and be at rest with the Lord. Glory be to God. And that's what, amen, it's all about. Amen. That our soul be saved. Yes, we want healing for the body. We believe God for the healing of the body. We're going to pray for this soul, but we want to make sure that this soul, amen, has her business fixed with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And you are to go to that soul. Amen. You are to go to that soul, amen, and get to her the best way you can and lead her, amen, to salvation. Amen. Go, amen, through the prayer with her. Walk her through the prayer of confession. Walk her through the prayer of salvation just to be sure. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anybody else, if you know anybody that's down, that's sick in their body, amen, you need to find out, are they saved? You need to find out, amen, if they got their business fixed with the Lord. Amen. We can pray God can heal, but what good is having a healed body and still die and lose your soul? Glory be to God. Amen. But we want, amen, our bodies and our souls healed. Amen. We want God to heal our bodies, but most of all, we want God to save our souls. Amen. That's what we're praying for, the saving of the soul. Amen. And because God saved your soul,
God will heal your body. I'm a firm believer in that. If God heal your, if God save your soul, he will heal your body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because that body got to line up to God's will. That body got to line up to the word of God. Amen. So if any one of you understand my voice, amen, if you know anybody that's sick, anybody got affliction in their body, amen, and the doctor say this and the doctor say that, you ought to go to them and ask them, amen, are they saved? You need to go to them, ask them, are they born again? You need to ask them, do they have the Holy Ghost? Amen. And if they say no, they don't have the Holy Ghost, you ought to lead them into the prayer of repentance. Huh? You ought to lead them into the prayer of salvation. Huh? Amen. Just let them know, amen, I want to pray for you, amen. I want to pray, amen, that you're ready when the Lord shall call your name. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah, God. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? Anybody else tonight for prayer? Anybody else any prayer requests? Huh? Hallelujah. We got to believe God just like that. Huh? We got to believe God just like that. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus. Huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hi, this is Gwen. I'm requesting prayer for the work release center, women's work release center in Tallahassee. For my family, for my brother Andrew. And I need to request prayer for myself. My connection ain't as strong as it was, but I don't need it to get any weaker than it is. So pray my strength in the Lord. And thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. That's what the Lord said tonight. He wants to reconnect. You can get reconnected. Amen. Sometimes things in life disconnect us. Things in life separate us. It pulls us away from God. Amen. But God come to reconnect us tonight. Glory be to God. God come to reconnect us tonight. Hallelujah. He wants to bring you back in fellowship. He wants to bring you back into harmony with him and with his will tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else tonight? Any prayer request tonight? Any other prayer request? Glory be to God. We're going to go into God in prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Anyone else before we start praying? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Huh? Hallelujah, hallelujah. They that are whole need not a physician. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Amen. He come to save. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I just want to say, I thank and praise God that the service didn't go like it was planned. I thank and praise God tonight, hallelujah, that God came and he come the way he wanted to come. And I thank and praise God because I'm going to get this recorded, this tape, and I'm going to send it to my unsaved loved one, knowing that it's not going to be too late and knowing that God is going to move through this message tonight to reach my unsaved loved one. So I'm just soliciting prayer for my brothers, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews that's not saved, that God is going to do it, because this is the plan of God tonight. This is the will of God tonight. This service was in God's plan all the while. And I thank God it didn't go like it was planned. I thank and praise God it went the way God wanted it to go. And just continue to pray for Sister Fan as well.
Amen. God bless Miss Sarah Fan. Thank the Lord. Amen. Just what God ordered tonight. Amen. This wasn't planned by nobody. We didn't have this plan, but this is the will of God tonight. He wants, amen, to connect somebody. He wants to give somebody service. Amen. He wants to reconnect somebody. Amen. So many souls are lost tonight. So many souls are alienated from God. Amen. And like we said the other night, amen, you're hanging around Christ, but you just won't get in Christ. But God wants to bring you into Christ tonight. You got to come and get in Christ. You can't just hang around Christ. You got to get into Christ. Huh? And Christ got to get into you. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. We all know somebody that needs to be saved. Amen. We all got family members that need to be saved. We all got loved ones and co-workers and neighbors that we know, amen, if God should call them, amen, amen, that their soul will be lost. Not that we're judging them, but we see the kind of life they're living. We see how reckless they're living. We see how sinful they're living. Amen. If God should call them, amen, the hell would be their home. But amen, we got to get up and get busy for God. We got to know, amen, offer Jesus. We got to offer salvation to the world tonight. We got to offer salvation to everyone that we see, everyone that God placed in our path. Glory be to God. Because, amen, God, amen, he's coming back looking for a ready church. Hallelujah. He's coming back looking for ready people, a people that got to be ready, a people that have got their garments washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Hallelujah. I feel this urgency in my soul tonight. I feel it urging. You got to urge. You got to go out and compel men. Amen. People of God, you got to, amen. You got to, amen, ask them, are they saved? Amen. Invite them to Jesus. Ask them, do they want to be saved? Do they want to change their lives? Amen. Let them know God can give them a better life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He died for the world. He died for the sins of the world. Yes, he did. Anyone else tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone else tonight? We have heard the prayer request tonight. Amen. We have heard the request that come forth tonight. Amen to the believers tonight. Those of you, amen, that have made preparation. Those of you, amen, that are striving, amen. Amen, to be ready when the Lord come. We want you to pray with me, amen, and pray for these souls, amen. Pray for the saving of these souls. Amen. God knows who they are. We're not here judging nobody. Amen. But the song said it's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that they're saved tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Because if he don't ever heal their body, as long as their soul is saved, they can go to heaven and be with the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come to you with our hands outstretched. No other help that we know. There's no other name given unto heaven whereby men must be saved. But that great name, Jesus. Father God, you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. Father God, you came. You came, oh God, to seek and to save that which was lost. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray right now. We pray for mercy, God. We thank you for this opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace, where we can find help in a time of trouble. You can sustain us. You can keep us, God. You can deliver us, oh God, from destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come unto you, the author and finisher of our faith, looking unto Jesus, the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we stand in the gap for these souls. Father God, you know the prayer requests tonight that have been made, that have come forth over the line, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, look on those that are standing in the gap, interceding for friend, family, and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, look on his God, look on his soul, Father God, that Miss Mary, Sister Mary, is requesting prayer for. Father God, you know all about this woman. You know who she is, Lord. You know where she's at right now. You know the condition of her body. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we know that you can do all things. We know, Father, that you can shrink the tumor, but not only can you shrink it, you can remove it, hey God, from her body, off in her brain, in the mighty name of Jesus. All you have to do is lay your hands on her. Oh, God, we ask in the night, huh, that you would lay your hands on her. Huh? Oh, God, touch her right now, huh, from the crown of her head, huh, down to the sole of her feet. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh, we pray, God, huh, we asking that you would heal her. Huh? Heal her right now, God, huh, in the name of Jesus. Huh? You sent your word and healed them. Huh? Oh, Jesus, huh, your word has come forth tonight. Huh? Oh, God, we know, huh, that your word is true, huh? We know, huh, there's life in your word, huh? We speak tonight, huh, that we shall live, huh, and not die, huh, to declare the works of the Lord, huh, in the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Father God, look on his soul tonight, huh? Oh, God, touch her body tonight, huh? Father God, you can, God, huh, you can extend her days, huh? You can extend her years of life, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Preserve her life, Father, huh? If that be your will, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Father God, you said our days, huh? You said our days are numbered, huh? You know the hairs on our head, huh? You know, huh? You know the days, huh, that we have on this earth, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? We pray tonight, God, huh, that you will help us, huh, to live a fulfilled life, huh, in Christ Jesus, huh? Help us to live a fulfilled life, huh, in Christ, huh? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, I know you able, Lord, and Father God, most of all, look on his soul tonight. We pray for healing, huh? But most of all tonight, huh? We pray for the saving of her soul, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We don't know if she's saved or not, huh? You're the only one that knows, huh? You are the judge of that, huh? But we are praying, huh? For salvation to this lady, huh? Salvation that may salvation, huh? May come to her house tonight, huh? If she don't know you, huh? We pray she get to know you, huh? We pray that somebody, huh? We'll walk her through the prayer of salvation. Huh? We pray that somebody, huh, oh God, will lead her to Christ, huh, in the name of Jesus. Huh? And if you choose not, huh, to heal her body, huh, at least her soul will be saved. Huh? Where she could go and be with the Lord, huh, and rest with the Lord forevermore. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? I know you wave a Lord. Huh? Oh God, that's our prayer tonight. Huh? But we pray your will tonight, Lord. Huh? Whatever your will is tonight, we pray, God, that none of them be lost. Don't let none of them be lost tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said in your word, you pray, go for the Father, that none of these be lost, that you he has given you. And that's our prayer tonight, that none of these souls be lost, that you have sent to this prayer line, that none of them be lost tonight, Oh, Jesus, you're striving with man. You're pleading with man. You're calling man to repent tonight. But you also said in your word that your spirit shall not always strive with man. Oh, Jesus, I know you able, Lord. Look on Sister Gwen tonight. Oh, God, look on her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, help her not to forget. From where she come from, help her not to forget, where you have brought her from, and deliver her out of, in the name of Jesus, help her to run for her life, help her to turn loose everything, amen, that's holding her down, everything that's hindering her, in the name of Jesus, the storms of life, come to try to choke us out, come to try to devour us, the storms of life come, to try to separate us, from the love of Christ Jesus, but we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, help her to put on some strength tonight, help her to be renewed, in the spirit of her mind, Father God, I'm asking you tonight, Lord, give her that power, give her the power of the Holy Ghost, to resist that devil, give her the power of the Holy Ghost, to stand against the wiles of the enemy, I know you able, Lord, God, fill her up tonight, fill her up, oh God, fill her up, God, in the name of Jesus, I know you can do it, Lord. I know you can do it. I know you can do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, deliver her from everything that's hindering her, from keeping her mind stayed on you. In the name of Jesus, I know you able, Lord. Oh, God, reconnect her tonight where she is becoming disconnected. Lord, we asking you to reconnect her faith, that she keep her faith in your hands, that she put her trust in you, that she keep her eyes on the prize, in the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word, if we then be risen with Christ, seek those things, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father, you told us set not our affections, on things below, but set our affections, on things above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father, in the name of Jesus, reconnect her tonight, reconnect her, Father, in the name of Jesus, put that drive back in her, to seek your faith, give her that willpower, to stand against evil, to stand against wrongdoing, oh Jesus, I know you able, Lord, change her heart tonight, Lord, give her a change of mind, give her new desires tonight, oh Jesus, I know you able, Lord, give her that peace tonight, the peace of God, that's a path of all understanding, oh Jesus, help her to stand on that firm foundation, that foundation that will never give away, oh Jesus, rescue her, Lord, rescue her, Lord, from sinking sand, oh Jesus, Lord, to whom shall we go, where we go with God, thou hast the word, of eternal life, in the name of Jesus, oh God, save, save the woman in the work release center, Father God, save them, you said no man coming to the Father, except you draw them, save them, Jesus, draw them, Jesus, draw them to salvation, not the woman just to Christ, where they could be around Christ, but draw them and save them, until they get in Christ, and Christ gets down in them, in the name of Jesus, I know you able, Lord, give them a newness of life, give them a new heart, give them a new spirit, give them new desires, to please you, in the name of Jesus, God, look on the family, look on the Bradley family, look on the Gwen family, those that are not saved, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray you will save them, in the name of Jesus, Father God, look on their brother Andrew right now, down, heal his body, Lord, you know who he is, Lord, you know if he's saved or not, if he's not saved, we're praying that you save him, if he don't have the Holy Ghost, we pray you baptize him in the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, do it tonight, Lord, do it tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the healing of his body, we pray that you would give him what he needs, oh, Jesus, breathe on him tonight, Lord, breathe on him tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray tonight, Lord, for the prayer requests that have come forth, every one of them, Lord, look on Missionary Darcy fan, bless your woman serving tonight, make her a soul winner, oh, Jesus, use her for your service, use her for your glory. Glory, there are lost souls out there, waiting for somebody to come to them and share the love of Jesus with them. There's so many lost souls in despair tonight. They're waiting for somebody to come and let them know God loves them. There is a better life for them. Oh, Jesus, you say he that winneth souls is wise. Father God, use her tonight to be that that soul winner, huh, that you're calling her to be, huh, in the mighty name of Jesus, huh. Father God, look on her family, huh, look on her children, huh, look on her niece and nephews, huh, look on her grandchildren, huh, look on her, God, huh, oh God, sisters and brothers, huh, whoever they may be, God, huh, those that are not saved, huh, save them tonight, Lord, huh, deal with their hearts, Lord, huh, bring them under conviction, huh, oh Jesus. Oh, Jesus, break up the hardest of hearts, break up the evil spirits, in the name of Jesus, bring down high minds, in the name of Jesus, humble them tonight, Lord, humble them to hear, hear what thus saith the Lord, humble them tonight, God, enough to acknowledge, that I need to be saved, I need the Lord, I need to be filled, and baptized with the Holy Ghost, and that with fire, oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I know you able, Lord. Look on the drug addicts. Look on the drug pushers. Look on the prostitutes. In the name of Jesus, those that have low self-esteem. Those that don't feel good about themselves. They feel like this is all they can do. They feel like they don't have any potentials. They don't have any qualifications. But Lord, you could take their lives. And you could make something great out of it. You could make something great. Great, out of their lives, you came to seek and to save, that which was lost, oh, Father God, we once was lost ourselves, we was in a low place, we was in a valley, in the shadows of death, but Lord, you reached way down, and rescued us, you reached way down, and picked us up, you brought us up, out of a horrible pit, you placed our feet on a rock to stand. Oh, Jesus. You turned our lives around. You made us anew. And now we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We have a heart like God. We have a desire to do the sweet will of our God. Oh, Jesus. Can nobody do it? Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. God, I'm asking you in my prayer tonight, remember my family, oh God, those that are not saved, remember my brothers, those that are don't, that don't have the Holy Ghost, I pray you will save them, fill them with the Holy Ghost, look on my brother Sam, look on my brother Dave, look on my brother Tim, look on my brother Jerry, I'm asking you tonight, Father God, save my brothers, fill them with the Holy Ghost, break up their hearts tonight, convict them unto repentance, in the mighty name of Jesus, I love them enough, to want to see them saved, I love them enough, to pray for them, I love them enough, to show the love of Jesus unto them, and you will draw them, Father, I know you will draw them, you will draw them by your love, you will draw them, by your spirit, in the name of Jesus, by your spirit, that abides in me, by your spirit, that lives in my soul, you will draw them, with an everlasting love, they will see the love of God, they will see, that Christ is the answer, oh, glory, 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 in the name of Jesus. This is our prayer tonight, this is our prayer, any other souls out there, that don't know you, in the pardon of their sins, we pray tonight for them, we pray, Father, that you will save them before it's too late, in the name of Jesus, Satan don't have all the souls, Satan's not going to win all the souls, you got a number, that no man can number, oh, you got your remnant tonight, the remnant that's going to be saved, in the name of Jesus, you say you got 7,000, that haven't bowed a knee to Baal, oh Jesus, you're majority all by yourself, you're in control, Lord, you're in control, you're in control, Father, you're going to save, you're going to heal, you're going to deliver, according to your will, oh Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm thanking you in advance for it. I'm thanking you for the saving of these souls tonight. I'm thanking you for the saving of my family. I'm thanking you for the saving of my brother's souls. I'm thanking you in advance. I'm going to praise you in advance. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you for thou has done it. Thou always hears us when we pray. You always hear an answer. Not only do you just hear us, but you do something about it, you answer us, while we yet call, in the name of Jesus, I think of a change tonight, change is going to take place tonight, in somebody's life, change is going to take place, in the hearts of your people tonight, oh, change, has come over me, oh, glory to your name, glory to your name, victory through the blood of Jesus, victory through your blood, victory through your blood, we're no more our own, we belong to Jesus, we've been brought with a price, we're yours tonight, Lord, we yield, we yield ourselves to you, Lord, and say not our will, but your will be done, in earth, as it is in heaven, give us this day, our daily bread, you have given us our daily bread this day. Oh, you have given us what we need this day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, for running in our feet. For clapping in our hand. For running in our feet, God. Help us to get in a hurry. Help us to get in a hurry and do it now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Save our children, Lord. Lord, save our children, Lord. Hey, fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Oh, God, don't let Satan have them, Father, we snatch them out of the hands of the enemy right now. We take our children back from the enemy, We go get our children back from the enemy tonight. Satan, you can't have our children. You can't have our children. They belong to God. Our children belong to God. Oh, God gave us our children. We give them back to God. We give them back to God tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, their life is yours. Father God, you take their life and use it. Get the glory out of their lives. Do what's pleasing unto you tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen those that remain tonight. Strengthen the people of God. Those that are striving to hold on. Those that are striving to do your will and keep your commandments. Strengthen them this now, oh God. Right now, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said, except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved. You said, but for the elect's sake, you will shorten the days so that we can be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is no greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. You said we are your friends if we do whatsoever you command us. Father God, we're trying to do everything that you command us to do. We're trying to live the way that your word tells us to live each and every day. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us tonight, Lord. Help us, God. This prayer we pray. We give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you for what you have done this night. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for defeating the enemy. Oh, God, and tearing Satan's kingdom down this night. Mm-hmm. And honor, glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Victory belongeth unto the Lord. Victory belongs to God. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Into your hands, woman of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, amen. For these gifts that are in these earthen vessels that he has brought to this line. Amen. We are just so grateful tonight. Amen. So grateful tonight. Amen. For what God has done. As the man of God stated, amen, this was not our planned program, but due to the internet connection, amen, we could not rebroadcast. But my God, did not the Lord have a well-prepared word for his people on tonight? He had a word, people of God. He had a word prepared on tonight. And I tell you, I give God thanks. I give God praise as the word was going forth. Glory to God. I just sat there in amazement saying, Lord, look at what you have done. Amen. And I just give God thanks for this word on tonight. Amen. A prepared word for prepared people. Amen. Glory to God. We have heard it. Amen. And we do hear it. What thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. And I just tell you, people of God, I'm so grateful. Thank God for you. Thank God for you, Minister Emmanuel, my God. You preach this word, glory to God, as if. But listen, people of God, when you abide in him, glory to God, and you stand in a holy place, and you stay in a holy place, and we yield ourselves unto him, glory to God. We yield ourselves, people of God, the Lord will use us. Amen. And my God, has he used this vessel on tonight. Amen. So we thank God for you yielding on tonight. Glory to God coming to let us know. Amen. Glory to God. If you're not connected, get connected. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you once were connected and you've lost your connection, amen, be reconnected on tonight. Amen. This word, I tell you, this word tonight has truly blessed my soul. Amen. It has truly blessed my soul. And I know it has blessed your soul too, people of God. I'm telling you, over, above anything, amen, Jesus, that we had even thought. But we thank God on tonight, amen. Came from a different direction. Glory be to God. And truly, our souls have been shaken on tonight. Amen. We have been touched on tonight. Glory be to God. We have been touched. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have been touched on tonight. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise again. Thank God for you. Thank God. Thank God for you, Minister Emmanuel. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Stepping right in. Amen. That the Lord work would not go down. We thank God, amen, on tonight. People of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Even as Missionary Fan has said, amen, Jesus, this type of word, people of God, the world needs to hear it. Amen. Glory to God. The world needs to hear this type of preaching. Amen. Glory to God. This type of declaration that's going forth in the earth. Amen. It's a call. Glory to God. It's a holy call. Amen, to his people. It's a holy call, glory to God, to those that are lost. Amen, glory to God. And it's loud and clear, glory to God. And we just want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy. Amen. Do like, amen, amen, Missionary Fan said, get a copy. Amen. Send it, amen. Send it, people of God, amen, Jesus, to your family. Send it to your family. Send it to your friends. Glory to God. Send it to your co-workers. Glory be to God. And let them hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord is gathering his people. We realize there's so much going on in the earth. But people of God, the Lord is yet gathering his people. Amen. Glory to God. And it's not his will that any be lost, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. For those that may not have even been able to come and make open confession on tonight, glory to God. But at the hearing of the word, amen, if you've given your life over unto the Lord, if you've rededicated your life unto him, we say, to God be the glory. To God be all of the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. People of God, again, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. We're going to give you two numbers. Amen, Jesus. And just simply text those numbers. Amen. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, people of God, you can text 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-2234. Amen. for those that are listening, amen. Those that are listening via radio, you can as well reach out to us via WhatsApp, amen, and that number is 678-608-7234, amen. Glory to God. As well, we want to let you know you can go out to our Facebook page, amen. Click on either of the links, amen, with the descriptive detail of who's speaking that night, amen. But you can, on the Facebook page, amen, just let us know if you're not able to get in. We were able to find out that one of our links was not working, amen, Jesus. So if by chance you go out there and you're not able to get your copy, simply text either two of those numbers, and we'll certainly get a copy to you. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we do have one other announcement on tonight. We just want to let you know I did receive some information from a friend of mine on today. Amen, Jesus. Just want to let you know that the Apple Kappa Alpha Sorority will be having 3D mammogram mobile screen. Again, the AKA sorority will be having a 3D mammogram mobile screening event. Now listen, this is their mobile bus that's giving out free mammograms. And on Saturday the 15th, they're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia at the St. Philip AME Church, located at 240 Candler Road, located at 240 Candler Road. Amen. You can go out on Saturday to get your screening. Amen. Also, they're going to be doing it on Monday. They're going to be doing it on Monday the 17th as well, both days from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, that is for free mobile screening mammograms. Certainly go out and get your copy. Amen. Listen, you will need to register. You will need to register, but it is free. Again, listen, it's free. Amen. But you must register. And we want to give you the number that you can call to register. And that number is 888-233-6121. This is for the mammogram screening. And that number is 888-233-6121. Amen. And this is a national event, and we will certainly be keeping you posted. Whatever city they're in, whatever state they're in, we'll certainly let you know. Amen. So that you can let, amen, your sisters know. Glory be to God. Amen. Go ahead and get that free screening. Amen. Glory be to God. So, again, amen, they're in Atlanta, Georgia. This is for any of our listeners that are in Atlanta. Please, ma'am, please, sir, amen, let someone know. Let someone know about the screening. Please, ma'am, please, sir, amen. Glory be to God. And, again, we thank God tonight, amen, for all that he's done. We just want to, amen, pray, amen, on tonight. Speak a blessing. Speak a blessing, amen. Glory to God over, amen, the man of God, amen, who has availed himself, amen, torn his body on tonight, amen, that this word be delivered. Glory be to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you, O God, for your servant. Father, we bless you for the word prepared on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we want to pray that you would strengthen him. We want to pray on tonight, O God, that you would breathe upon him, breathe virtue, O God, back into his body in the name of Jesus. Father, breathe on tonight, glory to God, everything that he would have need of. Father, we're praying on tonight that you would open doors unto him. Open doors as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Father, open, glory to God, open doors on tonight. For you see what he have need of on tonight. And Father, as he has met the need of your people, we're praying tonight, God, that you would meet his every need in the precious name of Jesus. Not only his need,
but Father, his desires on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless tonight. Bless as only you can. Glory be to God. Open unto him your good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto his land and in his season. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for strength on tonight. Strengthen him for the days ahead. Glory to God, as he, oh God, would go before your people. Strengthen, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. Fortify and build him up with name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would bless the works of his hand. We're asking that you would bless his family on tonight. Glory to God, bless as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Bless his ministry in the name of Jesus. Bless, glory be to God. Hallelujah, all that are connected unto him, bless on tonight in the name of Jesus. Elevate on tonight. Elevate, glory to God. Elevate on tonight in the name of Hallelujah. Father, elevate on tonight. Glory to God in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you. Glory to God. Thank you for endowing him. Endowing him, oh God, with power from on high. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We honor, we glorify you. Glory to God. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in. Oh God, from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for this PNN. We thank you tonight. Glory be to Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to God for all that you've done this night. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Father, we do give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Glory to God. We thank God again on tonight. Amen for this word. Amen. Glory to God, this well-prepared word. Amen. I tell you, people of God, listen, just make you, as soon as we click off, amen, just click on again and listen to what the Lord has said. You got to listen to this word, people of God, amen, in your quiet hour. You got to listen to it, amen. Sometimes you got to listen to it over and over again and get all of the nuggets, get all of the substance, all of the nutrients out of the word, amen. But we give God thanks again for the jewel, amen, that the Lord, glory be to God, has brought to this line, amen, in the body of, amen, all of the advisors, amen, and all that they are bringing to the line, glory to God, filling the need, amen. You see what the Lord did, filling the need, glory to God, for a time such as this, amen, so that the people would not go away hungry, amen, glory to God. So tonight we give God thanks again and praise, amen, and glory to God, the one that has, amen, labored in the word, amen, gets the last word, amen, on tonight. So we're going to turn it back over, amen, to the man of God, amen, for final remarks and for the blessing of the line. People of God, we thank God. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Come back, come back, come back. Amen. Come back and be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, man of God. You have the platform.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. Amen. Thank God for you, woman of God. Amen. We certainly thank God for the prayer. Amen. I thank God for the prayer because I receive it. I believe it. Amen. And I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in expectation for God to do everything that he said he would do. Amen. And he hears us when we pray. Amen. And when he hears us when we pray, he's going to do something about it. Amen. I'm not looking for God. I'm looking for God to respond to every prayer that is made in this place on this line. So we praise God. Amen. People of God, we love you. We are concerned about you. Amen. We are concerned about, amen, you as a whole. Amen. Spiritually and naturally. Amen. For those that are on the prayer list and sick, we want to see them healed. But most of all, we want to make sure that their soul is saved. Amen. That's the greatest thing, to know that you're saved. And if the Lord should call you home, amen, you can go and be with the Lord and live with the Lord forevermore. Amen. And that's our purpose. Amen. That's the final ultimate goal, is that we could be with the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Spend eternity with the Lord. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Amen. Amen. It's worth it all. It's worth it all. So we pray for you. Amen. Get connected. Amen. If you're not connected, get connected tonight. I'm talking about getting connected to Jesus, not getting connected with the wrong crew and the wrong people, but get connected with Jesus. Amen. If you have been connected and you got disconnected, amen, get reconnected. Go back and get connected again with Jesus. He loves you. Amen. With an everlasting love. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. Pray for me as I pray for you. Amen. We'll see you on tomorrow night. Lord, say the same. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have done this night. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. Your grace is sufficient. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. Father God, we thank you, oh God, how you do all things well, oh God, and you don't make no mistakes. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you will bless your people. Pray that you will keep your people. Let your word resonate in the hearts and the minds of your people. Father God, let those on the line that are not saved, let them, oh God, deal. Let the word of God deal with their heart, that they may come running to you saying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Reclaim that backslider tonight, God. Give them a mind to humble themselves and acknowledge that I need the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen your people, God. Keep us until we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. Father God, you do these things for us. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty, miraculous name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Until tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Amen. We see you then. We're praying for you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.